Misgar Valley is situated at the borders of Afghanistan and China. Misgar was historically famous as an entry point of the famous Silk Route from China to Pakistan to Klik and Mintika passes. The valley men are mostly agro-pastoralists, hence are dependent on the pastures to ensure their livelihood. Misgar was an attractive place for wildlife biologists and hunters because of its tremendous potential for wildlife, especially Marco Polo sheep, Himalayan ibex, snow leopard, and brown bear. But after Scheller, the community didn't allow any research or researcher or organization to visit Misgar for wildlife surveys or conservation. And those who tried to enter valley for wildlife surveys or conservation ended up with a fight with the community. The left team reached for youth of the valley who was living in the cities like Gilgit. SLF requested them to let SLF start surveys. The youth went to Misgar, and after discussing with their elders for weeks, they were able to get permission from the community that they can look after the valley's issues. Subsequently, in 2012, the Misgar youth invited SLF to conduct occupancy and ungulate surveys in the Misgar Valley. And these surveys were the first surveys after 1977 that were conducted by George B. Scheller. In 2013, SLF planned a camera trapping survey, but prior to that, poachers spread rumors that these surveys are being conducted to claim the pastures for government. When the SLF team went there, the community elder, who is also famously known as Nambardar, Mr. Ataullah, came to the guest house and said that the community will not allow SLF to conduct any survey. SLF team briefed the community about the objectives of the study, but he asked the team to wait till the community's final decision. The next day, he along with the community visited the guest house and said that I am allowing SLF to conduct the survey despite that SLF is doing this for achieving hidden objectives, but as the survey will provide some monetary benefit, so I am only considering that benefit. And we started our camera trap survey during, and the SLF team is remained there for 2 months. And during that period, we tried to be a best friend of the community and participated in every cultural, religious, and environmental day. And also contributed the money that community collects from each horse hold to ensure the arrangements. After 2 months, when camera trapping was completed, the community arranged a farewell for the SLF team. After 2013 to 2018, though we try to convince the community, but we never went back taking the conservation agenda. Rather, whenever it was possible for the team, we just went there and inquired about the friends that we had met during the camera trapping. In 2017, the Misgar community captured a snow leopard that was entering the pens. The government department tried its best to convince the community to release the snow leopard, but the community refused. The Nambardar, Mr. Ataullah, conditioned if the SLF team would come and talk with the community, then they will thing to release the snow leopard. Subsequently, Mr. Jafaruddin visited the community along with senior officials of the department, and the community finally showed consent to release the snow leopard. In 2018, the Misgar community finally realized the benefits of the LIS after this snow leopard capturing incident and agreed to sign an agreement with the SLF, and hence SLF finally able to achieve its objective after 6 years. And that was only possible by winning their trust and ensuring our presence in the community for a longer time. In late months of the 2018, Mr. Ataullah visited the SLF program office and thanked SLF for its patience and praised SLF motivation for convincing the community for conservation by winning its trust and remaining a strong friend of them for at least 6 years. That's it.